5. The customer experience across its different channels. We have gone through the shift away from written correspondence, the closing of many high street retail outlets, the shift to mobile first and the digital first approach. Thinking of the issue from the excluded group's point of view, it is impossible not to conclude that a human first or customer first has got to be the best approach. As an industry, we have always focused on the technology at our disposal. As a customer, it often feels that the technology has been the focus and the customer a necessary evil at the end of the experience. We even measure things inside the network and claim them as proxies for the actual customer experience. So, rather than starting with the technology behind the omni-channel model, we should start with why people interact with their telecoms and related service providers. This is important, since the best connectivity service is invisible to the customer. When it works properly, the customer is unaware of it. In fact, we only tend to notice the problems with connectivity when other applications fail to work properly. A cursory look at reasons for contacting mobile or fixed service providers would include: reporting a problem, complaining about the service, billing issues, does the bill make sense, am I paying for what I am using, service renewal or upgrade, buying additional package components, thank the service provider for great service, just checking if you are reading to the end. Since many interactions are regarding problems, it is questionable whether the Net Promoter Score, NPS, is really measuring how happy people are with the service. As previously discussed, an invisible service is best for the customer. Having to contact the provider and fighting your way through the labyrinth of contact center, websites and app options often fills the customer with trepidation. Whichever one is in play, the question remains how accessible they are to the customer. The contact center was always the first port of call if the high street retail outlet wasn't available. The use of IVR and choosing from a range of options can prove too much for people with cognitive issues, hearing impairment or without the dexterity to push the right buttons. In fact, it is the sheer anxiety of contacting a provider that is shaping everyone's interactions, not just those with particular accessibility issues. Naturally, online interaction is the telecom's preference given its efficiency, but it also presents barriers for those with sight impairment not able to identify links, buttons, graphics and other trigger points on often ill-designed websites. Vision-impaired people complain about having to tab literally 100 times before finding the right option. And by that point, the individual has often given up hope of finding anything relevant. Chatbots require typed information and are obviously not suitable for those with dexterity or input issues as a whole. Entering information into fields for payment and other required data can be a major issue for many of the excluded groups. And, of course, given the lack of credit card and online banking in many parts of the world, this information might not actually exist. This is not even to mention people's valid concerns about how their data is handled and the potential risk of online fraud. The omni-channel offering is supposedly based on all channels being interchangeable, but in reality, jumping between channels is not possible.